This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. All this week, we're talking about what to do when you face an impossible situation in your life. I have no doubt that many of us who are listening would instantly perk up your ears and say, wow, I need to listen to this because I am in a place of such devastation right now. I have no idea what to do. I feel so hopeless, so helpless in the circumstances I'm facing. How can I possibly get through this? Or in the position I'm in, how can our organization or our church or our family get through this situation? Well, we saw yesterday, the first response you need to make is, yes, fear may be there. That may be part of your first response. But along with that, to set your face to seek help from the Lord. Don't just go into a downward spiral. Don't put your mind into overdrive saying, how can I deal with this? No, first, take it to the Lord and say, God, I desperately need your help. We're looking at a chapter all this week in the Old Testament where King Jehoshaphat faced this huge army coming from multiple nations against him, and suddenly he found out they were there on the border. Immediately, he called the people together to seek help from the Lord. Well, that takes us to the second step in responding to an impossible situation. And that is this: acknowledge God's ability to help, and also accept your own inability to solve this problem and this situation you're facing. Let's keep reading in the story of Jehoshaphat. They've sought help from the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord, that is the temple, before the new court, and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Remember, he's facing this impossible situation, and he's acknowledging that God is able to help. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Did you not, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham your friend? And they have lived in it and have built for you in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now, behold, the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when we came from the land of Egypt, and whom we avoided and did not destroy, behold, they reward us by coming to drive us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not execute judgment on them? Listen, for we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Wow, what a response to this impossible situation. First, seeking the Lord and saying, God, I know we need your help. But secondly, acknowledging, God, I know you can help us. I've read of the things you've done in the past. I've already seen you acting in my life. I know I can depend on you. And in front of this situation, let me read that verse again. We are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. And whatever you're facing, you can say to God, I just feel so powerless in this relational conflict. I feel powerless in front of this financial need. I feel powerless to overcome this obstacle that's in front of us. I'm in a crisis. We do not know what to do, Jehoshaphat said, but our eyes are on you. Step number two in facing an impossible situation: acknowledge that God can help you, and acknowledge your own inability. Depend on God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.